This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind, live and direct from Giving Hearts Day headquarters, as we are excited to tell you they've broken $11 million, givingheartsday.org, givingheartsday.org. Come on over there and give of your time, your talent, your treasure. We have an exciting guest to introduce next, a regular of ours on our broadcast for Giving Hearts Day. Pat Trainer is here. From Giving Hearts Day, Impact Foundation, Dakota Medical Foundation. Pat, nice to see you again.
Great to be with you, Scott.
And you've got a special guest.
We do. Sister Mary Louise from St. Gerard's Community of Care in Hankinson, North Dakota.
Welcome back, Sister.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nice to see you.
Well, I tell you, this is a blessing for our mission and for the people we serve.
You do such wonderful work in Hankinson, and you've been part of Giving Hearts Day, Pat, from the beginning,
since
right?
Since the beginning, 2008.
So that's 16 years of blessings, right, sister?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And it wasn't an answer to prayer, because at the time when we connected, we were had some big projects going at St. Gerard's, and then it's always the challenge of the money, the needs, the financial needs. And then Pat called and told me briefly about this program. And I said, Pat, I don't know if we can do it. We just send out a Christmas begging letter. And he said, this is what Pat said. Sister Mary Louise, you've got to do it. This program will just expand your donor list and the people who will learn to know about you and your services. And he was right.
Yeah. You're glad you said yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, I think she did most of the work, Scott. Let's be serious. She's a passionate leader, and that's really what makes it all happen. She also has a very, very large family across North Dakota,
yes,
all over,
yes,
right, that she puts into service. And so she's very magnetic in terms of a fundraiser, and she truly is friend-raising for St. Gerard's. And it's about service to others and serving the community of people that St. Gerard's serves.
I was kind of wondering what a begging letter is.
A begging letter. It's say, look, this is what we have to do, but this is where we're at for funds, so could you please help us?
A begging letter. Yeah. How to use that.
But it's,
love
it. More people, as Pat mentioned, on the friend list, more people to get the begging letter, I guess, right at Christmas time.
That's right. That is exactly right.
That's the idea behind this, right?
You betcha. Think of all the expansions you've been able to do, you know, through all your fundraising.
Yes. And then I'm very grateful for my nieces and nephews and extended family, because they're very much out there for our mission at St. Gerard's. And they can say to their friends donate, and then they can say to their friends, how much did you donate? And the friends tell them. And then my nieces and nephews say, you can do better than that.
Right. They're not afraid to twist an arm or two.
Yeah,
I love
they
that.
Are. They are. Yeah.
She's trained them well. And I'd also like to say that, you know, one thing that Sister Mary Louise sets the standard for is writing a personal thank you to each and every giver of St. Gerard's.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. And it's not a just thank you, you know, and have a nice day. It's a beautiful note with beautiful penmanship. It's wonderful. We use it in our training. You know, that this is the inspiration. You know, it's all about connecting people to a mission. And when you get a personal thank you note written by Sister Mary Louise, There's prayer behind it, there's thought behind it, and there's sincere gratitude. And it's this gold standard for how people then will continue to give and perhaps give more to the next begging letter, of course, Scott.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
It's magical.
What needs do you have at St. Gerard's?
Pardon me?
What needs do you have? What do you need?
I tell you, the needs always are arising because we have recommendations from a national level of long-term care, from the state level, and then there's always the need to address them, and it always, very often, most of the time, involves funding, money. So I have learned that if you can get others speaking for you beyond Hankinson, North Dakota, like I have a good number of family in Minot, and that's been, they have expanded, we have to Minot, and in Bismarck. And those helpers, those nephews, they can say things to their friends that I could never say, like, you can do better than that.
Yes.
You know, come on. Fork it over, you know.
So, come on, pony up, homie, yeah. Let's go.
So all of that has been a tremendous, I call it a blessing, because just to make those contacts, to get those generous responses, and to know that what we're getting is going to be used in the service of the people we serve. And I always put that in my thank yous. Your donation will be a tremendous blessing for what is underway for us now.
Yeah. Talk about the care you provide.
We care. Well, first of all, we'll start with the little ones. A few years ago, we opened a daycare right in St. Gerard's for our staff primarily, and that has brought little children into the nursing home, and that makes our residents smile just to see children running around, to see them in the building where they are. That was a good investment too. And to say, when someone applies for such as a nurse or an LPN, and we can say to them, we have daycare services right here. That is very appealing to some families because they can go down at their break. They can go down at noon and be with their little ones, and their little ones can see them. That was a dream of mine, always, to have a daycare within our long-term care facility. And it honestly, it took off really wonderfully. Yeah. So
it's a big part of your care for your residents, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And we allow them to be in touch with our residents, too. Yes. Terry Blato there, who's with me, she's the social service director and works heavily with the elderly. So she makes sure that we have some of those get-togethers, the little ones in the and the people, the residents we serve, they love to see children, you know, to come into their day. Yeah, so it was a good move.
That's fantastic. What's your goal this year?
What's our goal this year? Well, I just say always to, we're always required to meet certain standards for long-term care from the national level, from the state level. We always have to keep that in mind because that can add up to a lot of dollars. But so far, with the Giving Hearts has been a tremendous blessing for us too, because again, it's a program that has reached beyond St. Gerard's, beyond me. Like my whole family knows about Giving Hearts Day, Bismarck, Minot, and beyond. And so when I call him up at this time of the year, this is what I hear from my brother. Oh, yes, Giving Hearts Day is coming up. Don't worry, Sister Mary Louise will donate.
I love it. Then you tell him to pony up a little more.
You've got him trained.
Yeah.
You've got him well trained.
Brother.
I do. And they are hard on one another, like brother to brother. I couldn't say that. But they can say, you can do better than that.
Sure thing. And I hope a lot of people hearing this message do a little better than that this year for St. Gerard's Community of Care in Hankinson, North Dakota. Pat, anything else you want to tell Sister Mary?
Well, she's literally someone to keep up with from a fundraising perspective. So she wasn't going to give you her number that you asked, because it's about participation. She wants more and more and more and more givers that become long-term givers, because they all are 100% welcomed and appreciated, and they all feel that they're a part of the team of St. Gerard's. And how many nursing homes have childcare? I mean, they're doing this before anyone, and it's an answer to the employment situation. You know, they're an employer of choice. So she's going to exceed 100,000 this year, for sure. At St. Gerard's.
St. Gerard's Community of Care, Hankinson, North Dakota, on your Giving Hearts Day gift-giving list. Check it out at givingheartsday.org. Sister, great to see you.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet.
And thank you for this opportunity.
Of course, we love it. Pat, stick around if you would. Dan Carey's going to join us from the Impact Foundation. Talk about these great 16 years of Giving Hearts. Don't go away.
Red Bull. Three 16-ounce cans are only $8 at a PetroServe USA near you. A 24-ounce can of Arizona tea, just 79 cents. Big 28-pack of Nestle Water, $4.99. Try out some Butcher Meat Sticks for $4.79 or Hammond's Chocolate Bars. Buy one, get one free. How about a green laser pointer for just $19.99? Tie-dye hoodies, buy one, get one free. Or T-shirts, $4.99 each or three for $10.99 at a PetroServe USA near you. With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming February auctions include 786 acres of exceptional cropland in Warren County, 310 acres of highly productive cropland in Renville County near Glenburn, 308 acres of excellent cropland in Trail County south of Mayville in Portland, 640 acres of highly productive cropland near Hope, North Dakota and Steele County, and 340 acres of exceptional cropland in Becker County, Minnesota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I
sitting there selling turnips on a flat.
Bye, sister.
Truck, crunching on a pork rind when she
saying goodbye to Sister Mary Louise.
What a treasure.
That was, huh?
What a treasure.
Unbelievable. It is fantastic. 11,700,000 is the latest number. We're continuing to update the tally board at Giving Hearts Day. Remember, the 16th year of Giving Hearts Day is today. 37 new charities participating in this. And out to beat last year's total. That's happened every single year, so it's going to be fantastic for sure. Pat Trainer stuck around a little bit. Dan Carey is also here. Dan Carey, of course, from Vision Bank and the Impact Foundation. Dan, nice to see you.
Thank you. Nice to see you, Scott.
What do you think of Sister Mary Louise? Isn't she something? Huh?
Oh, she's an inspiration. I just shared with her one of the inspiring moments was last year we had a great picture of Pat, myself, and Sister Mary Louise, and I share it with my staff just because it's such a fantastic picture.
And I know, Pat, you got to be a little impartial. You got 560 charities here that out there vying, but there's a special place in your heart for Sister Mary Louise.
Absolutely. She's come to every single one of our trainings. You know, when we just started the Institute in 5 and 6, you know, with the Alex Stern Family Foundation, Impact, and DMF. And we were telling the funny story about how, you know, we had in those days we had to incentivize participation, and so we had a $5,000 drawing for people that attended. She was the first to attend, so she was worried that her entry was at the bottom of the fish jar.
Yeah,
the goldfish jar. And so she was praying that I stir it, and I was stirring it. And this was at the end, because you had to be present at the end of the training. And she won.
God was guiding you.
God was guiding that.
She was praying, and it paid off. Yeah.
No question.
Yeah, that's awesome. How's things going so far, Pat?
Oh, what do you have for a number over there?
11,000,007.
We're definitely up.
788. 11,000,788.
We are definitely up from last year. So things are looking very, very good. Very, very good.
And
it's exciting.
The buzz here at the headquarters is something. Everybody's having a great time, and there's a lot of people here, and people told me your parking lot's not big enough.
Yeah. Well, that is a problem because there's so much, there's so many people interested in giving. You know, we have a whole group of volunteers back here, so they're processing checks. They're working with people that are coming in that need help. And then there's a whole phone bank of people then that call in, and they're, you know, helping people through with their giving. And there are people that ask, well, do you have another one of these, you know, animal charities? I'm out so-and-so. And then we show them how to use the functionality on the website. So you can punch in Bismarck. And all those charities can show up, you know, that are out in Bismarck. You can punch in. So we've really worked because there's so many involved now in that functionality, that search function on givingheartsday.org. Because, you know, it's not like the old days when there were 40 or 50 charities. There's over 500. And why is that? Because we truly live in a generous region. A lot of people are giving. Over 40,000 folks gave last year, 90,000 gifts, 26.6 million. So now we're over 140 million since we started.
Yeah, incredible number. And by the way, St. Gerard's Community Center, Gerard, obviously with a G, G-E-R-A-R-D, but speaking of the search function, if you're looking for Sister Mary Louise's community of care at St. Gerard's Community of Care in Hankinson,
yes,
you can find it right there on the website. Dan, talk a little bit about, you know, Pat mentioned Alex Stern Family Foundation, Impact Foundation. There's obviously a DMF. There's so many pieces to this puzzle that came together, and I imagine you two in a duck blind envisioned that org chart somehow here, but give us the background.
Literally, that's kind of where it started, but I have a unique perspective because I'm the executive director of Alex Stern. I'm a business partner from the first Giving Hearts Day as a business, and then I get to chair Impact Foundation with Pat. So I watched this Impact team, and they took that first year, $479,000, took it to 26.6 last year. They do such a phenomenal job, and he maybe gives them a couple days off to regroup, and they're right back at it because it's not just a short-term deal. They start working on this project as soon as this one ends, and his staff is tireless. So it's been a lot of fun to watch this thing grow over those years. But certainly Pat and I going way back, and we share this absolute beautiful thing called wanting to do better for people. And I always say he might be small in stature, but his heart's bigger than life. And he does so many great things. So as a flock of ducks is coming in and he's still telling me what his next idea is, I'm saying, get down. We got to shoot some birds here. But truly,
the birds.
Truly, back in 2003, 2004 is when we kicked off Impact Foundation, right? This thing's been going on 16 years since 2008. It was the creation of, again, his team. But the original vision, we weren't sure where it was going to go, but we certainly had this dream that we needed to build something that would give back. And so Impact Foundation was founded, and I had the benefit of being part of Alex Stern at that time, and Pat was running Dakota Medical, and we got our heads together and we said, let's fix it, let's make this work, and we created this thing that's just amazing. So we're really proud at Alex Stern to be a partner all these years, a co-host of this event, but closely tied. We have an office in the building. I work closely with Pat in many different ways on giving, and so it's a lot of fun.
I'm blown away, you guys, about, and over the years that I've been here with you involved in this, about the stories of just like that. We had an idea that we wanted to do something. We wanted to help hospice somehow. We wanted to help the Humane Society. We didn't know what. We created this thing. We wanted to help build access reps.
It's really entrepreneurship.
An idea on a napkin. Next thing you know, it turns into a $1 million entity that's helping people all over the neighborhood.
But what Impact does with the Institute, the training, it's incredible. I went through 52 videos over the last couple of days we have a little video contest that we run, but I look at every one of them, and I always tell every nonprofit, do a video, 2 minutes, tells your story, put it out on social media. But I am absolutely humbled and inspired every time I watch those videos, because what every one of these charitable organizations has is a passion about what they're doing to accomplish their mission. Think about that. There's over 560 charities involved. They all have a passion.
Exactly.
I mean, no differently than this guy and me about trying to bring it all together.
And Pat, talk a little bit about the training Danny mentioned for the Impact Foundation. I mean, that's about knowing your dollars when they're donated are going to do the most good, right?
Absolutely. So we work with charities, you know, throughout the year. And like Dan said, that team is extraordinary. They go to work right after this Giving Hearts Day ends. And so you have to look at each charity, where they are, because they're all at a different stage of development, and then what you can do to help them take it to the next level. And certainly money is the greatest limiting factor to expanding their capability to serve. So, and it's quite measurable. And so they need to have a path that builds extraordinary friend-raising capabilities over time, because you just don't get there overnight, per se, because this is about long-term relationship building. So there are, I think Giving Hearts Day, one of the reasons it's so successful is because these charities are growing up in their capabilities. They're extraordinary, and they're really making this happen. Because I always say, if the charities didn't do their work, we wouldn't have a successful Giving Hearts.
True. And then the governance, you know, just how it's run, the board, all the good work you guys have done over the years, it's great.
We have the most exhilarating, fun, idea-filled board meetings that you can imagine, but Pat pounds it into our heads, and it's the same thing every one of these charities is hearing, right? Bold dreams, brilliantly delivered, with a burning desire.
Hi, this is Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Your New Year's resolutions need to be more than just dropping a few pounds. You need to have your affairs in order when that time comes when we pass away. You could cost yourself huge money and family frustrations if your estate isn't set up correctly. I do one thing, and I work very hard at it. I help people protect, preserve, and pass on their estate to their loved ones. And I keep probate court, attorneys and nursing homes, and the government tax man out of your business. It costs nothing to ask some questions. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much.
USA News Update. President Biden is hitting the road again today. Biden will be in Tampa, Florida to pitch his plan to protect and strengthen Social Security and Medicare and lower health care costs, something both Republicans and Democrats can use for common ground. The president lands in the Sunshine State just after 12 p.m. local time. Senator John Fetterman, the Democrat from Pennsylvania, has been hospitalized in Washington, D.C. after he began feeling lightheaded during a retreat on Wednesday. The president of China, Xi Jinping, has lied to the world. Jinping's claim the balloon over the USA was a weather balloon is an absolute non-truth. The high-altitude Chinese balloon that crossed over the U.S. last week is just part of a years-long surveillance program, with Beijing creeping in the high-altitude shadows, peeking in on many countries. Today is National Pizza Day. I don't think instructions are needed. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Giving Hearts Day grand total
as over $12 million now.
We cracked $12 million.
$12 million. $12,141,000 and change and climbing.
Pat Trainer told us during the break that we're pacing for a nice number to exceed last year's total of 26.2 million.
It's amazing.
26.6 million. Sorry.
It's just amazing.
Yeah. So that's good. Keep the love coming. GivingHeartsDay.org. GivingHeartsDay.org. A little hungry today. I got a couple of options for you for home cooking and grab and go convenience at a PetroServe USA near you. 45th Street in Fargo, meatloaf is serving up at PetroServe USA's location there. The one in Glendon has Cheeseburger Mac today. The MP Avenue location downtown Fargo, Salisbury Steak, Scallop Potatoes and Ham, 12th Avenue and I-29 location at PetroServe USA. Lasagna or the Southern Chicken Bowl. Find that at the West Main Avenue location. Tater Tot Hot Dish in Harwood. French dip sandwich or pulled pork. Two choices for you in Valley City. Home cooking. Grab and go convenience. PetroServe USA. A lot of fun today on What's on Your Mind. Finding more about the good that is being done in our community, in our region. And no exception for our next guest. Patty Sen is the clinical director of the Soul Solutions Recovery Center in Fargo. Patty, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Scott.
Nice to see you.
It's great to be here.
So tell me from A to Z what Soul Solutions is all about.
We are an outpatient addiction treatment and recovery center. So we believe in treating the whole person and the whole family. So we really emphasize family involvement, and we also have a recovery coffee shop as well, wanting to do something a little unique for our community.
And a couple of things in there that I want to spend a little time learning some more about. The coffee shop you talk about is kind of got a pub-like feel, right?
It is.
But it's, of course, alcohol-free.
Yeah.
Because you know, think about it.
Yeah.
Somebody that's, you know, recovering alcoholic, they don't want to be around alcohol.
Right.
They don't want to be around the temptation. Yeah. So it's sort of a safe place, and yet it's a place to gather, right?
Hope and coffee is what it's called. And we say, come for coffee and leave with hope. It's, you know, I always say that it's not as though Fargo doesn't have a sufficient number of coffee shops in town, but we're the only nonprofit coffee shop, and we're the only recovery cafe. So we, part of the mission of the coffee shop is to really promote recovery in our community and really be a beacon of hope for people out there struggling.
So in addition to making a donation today to Soul Solutions on givingheartsday.org, you could also come any day and just have a cup of coffee.
Absolutely. Stop by at Hope and Coffee today. We've got some fun stuff going on, and just check it out.
Easy to find, too, off of I-29 there. You can kind of see the location and find that rather easily.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. 1801 38th Street South, the old AAA building, people call it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, the other part I wanted to ask you about is the name Soul Solutions. Is Soul suggest that you're using faith in your recovery?
So addiction is oftentimes described as having a hole in your soul, and so Soul Solutions is a bit of a play on that. So addiction is more than just putting down the drink or the drug or the recovery is, and so we really emphasize helping people kind of fill whatever emptiness is in there as a result of their addiction. So more than just putting down the use, we want to help people get their lives back and find purpose and find meaning.
When you look at the amount of people that are in some form of addiction and the possibilities that there are for recovery, what kind of success rate is out there? What are best practices in the work you do?
Yeah, so, you know, best practices is easy to talk about. We do know what works. We know that having family involvement is a significant game changer when you can treat the whole family as opposed to just one person. The likelihood of success goes way up. And we also know that the longer we are able to work with someone, the better the chances of success are. So we really emphasize a recovery management model of care. And so what that means is we don't want to just do short-term treatment and then send you out the door. We want to work with you for that first year of recovery and even beyond that as you're moving through some of those early recovery pieces that everyone goes through. So we really emphasize, let's work with you over an extended period of time because we know that works.
You mentioned the family role as being central to what you do at Soul Solutions. What does that mean? What does that look like?
Yeah, so we have a standalone family program that's offered at no charge to family members. So we really wanted to get rid of any type of barriers that there might be to get the family involved, because when you can treat the family as a whole as opposed to just an individual person, that can be a game changer for people, because addiction is often described as a family illness. So it's not just the person with a substance use disorder that is struggling and having difficulties. It's the family members as well. And they're kind of the forgotten piece oftentimes. And we really believe that it's important to treat the family members because they need an opportunity to find their own recovery journey as well.
Is that, I'm just kind of curious on how that makes it more successful.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, when the family's involved, is it because the person that is in recovery then understands the impact they've had on their family members?
Yeah, for sure. It goes both ways. So the family members have an opportunity to get some education and support and some guidance and learn how to love their loved one without enabling them. So there's a fine line in terms of family members helping someone in their recovery versus enabling them in their addiction. So they learn those things. And absolutely, it's important that the person struggling with a substance use disorder does have a good understanding of how they've impacted their family members and loved ones. And oftentimes, we've got a bit of a distorted view on how that all works. So when we can get everyone in the same room together, it can be, like I said, a game changer for people.
Is the family reluctant often to participate, or are they willing to participate? How do you find their willingness to participate in this?
A little bit of both, but I would say overall there's lots of families that are just grasping at straws trying to figure this stuff out, and they're very grateful to have an opportunity to get some support. And we work with families even if their loved one isn't in our treatment, because we want the family members to have an opportunity to get the support that they need as well. So regardless of whether or not their loved one is at the point where they're willing to reach out for help, we want to start with the family members.
What kind of need is out there for recovery?
It's huge. I've been in this field for 20 plus years, and unfortunately the trend is moving in the wrong direction. There's more substance use in our communities. There's more people dying in our communities. And I say we can't keep doing the same old, same old. So we really want to try and offer something unique and a little bit different in our community, because we gotta do things differently to get better results.
What have you seen spike? I mean, I guess when I was growing up, the traditional recovery was alcohol.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you mentioned there's a lot more substance abuse now. I mean, yeah. Is substance abuse overtaking alcohol?
You know, you hear a lot about the opiate epidemic, and there is most definitely an opiate epidemic in our community, but there's also a methamphetamine epidemic. And by far, the substance we work with the most is alcohol. That tends not to get talked about as much, but there are many, many people out there struggling with alcohol use.
What message would you have for anybody that is struggling with an addiction on how they should not fear recovery?
Yeah, we just encourage them, just reach out and we'll take care of the rest. We truly believe that recovery is for everyone, every person, every family, and every community. And we really want to embrace the community and be a support for the community and be a beacon of hope for the community, because there's a lot of recovery happening in our community as well. And it's important that message gets out too. People, treatment does work. It is effective and people do get well.
Is insurance generally cover recovery?
Yeah. So we have people that use insurance to come to us. Some people have an ability to pay. For people that don't have either of those, there's programs through the state that they might be able to utilize to access treatment. So we'll work with you to figure out a way to get you involved.
Very interesting. Giving Hearts Day is today, and obviously you want people to go to givingheartsday.org and donate to Soul Solutions. Big day. Talk a little bit about the need and how those funds are used.
Yeah, so it's by far our biggest fundraiser of the year, and a lot of the funding goes to support our family program. As I talked about, there is no charge to family members. There's a cost to us, obviously, to provide it, so the donations go to support our ability to continue to serve family members and provide family programming.
What kind of a goal do you have for today?
Hoping for the best.
And got matches lined up.
Yeah, we got matches, and we've had a wonderful morning. Been very grateful for the support that we've seen so far. So it's just been a really exciting day so far for us.
It's a good day all around. You really couldn't tell. A lot of people are excited about all the wonderful things that the charities like yours do.
Yeah.
But also just the amount of generosity there is in the community. It's great, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
We're very fortunate.
It is.
Yeah.
How do folks find out more about Soul Solutions Recovery Center?
You can go to our website, soulsolutions.org, or give us a call, 701-356-7772, or stop out and just say hi.
Sounds great. Great to see you.
Thank you so much.
Enjoyed hearing the story about the Soul Solutions Recovery Center. Patty Sen, who is the clinical director with us on the program. Patty, thank you.
Thank you very much.
We have one more charity to visit with, the AO1 charity.
I know that one.
Do you?
The Audience of One.
Yeah. I think Carson Wentz is going to be on. Maybe.
He's the guy.
His charity, but I don't think he's here today. He's busy trying to figure out if the Commanders are going to...
Yeah, he's trying to figure out where he's going to land.
First spot or what the heck is going on.
I hope he lands, though, somewhere.
Yeah. By the way, one of the exciting things happening for Giving Hearts Day is there's about $1 million in boosts, matches, awards, and incentives that are happening for different charities. And we already have a $100,000 winner. CCRI over in Moorhead won a $100,000 gift. Two $25,000 gifts from Dakota Medical Foundation and Gate City Bank. There's a $10,000 prize. There's about a half a million overall in committed match dollars from dozens of regional businesses that are happening as well. And then there's the golden tickets, which is kind of fun as well. This is where 16 different gifts that you give will be selected, and a golden ticket will go there to boost that gift from $1,000 to $25,000. So Vision Bank and Shields and Marvin and Happy Harry's and Gate City Bank, Dakota Medical Foundation, Alex Stern Family Foundation, all part of the giving as well there. All right, more coming up from Giving Hearts Day headquarters next.
From Field to Fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiments, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Whenever it starts and it's magic, if the music is true, then it makes you feel happy like
What's on your mind? Live from Giving Hearts Day headquarters. Kind of bummed it's our last segment. Kev?
I know. Time's flying when we're having fun and doing good.
Exactly.
That is for sure.
Brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow, the new MyPillow 2.0. You buy one, you get one right now. So a great chance to try this out. It's a new technology in this, is what I would call it, where they've got this fabric that keeps you cool all night long. It's really neat.
Oh, the boss will like that in my house.
Yeah, exactly right. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 1-800-506-9028. All right, folks, 12,807,029 is where we're sitting with the latest number of Giving Hearts Day as we... Kevin, you walked in here this morning. What was that sitting at?
4.6.
So it's just climbed and climbed. And then we've got 863 volunteers that have signed up, 20,537 donors, and 61 different goods pledged. So
think about 20,000 donors, and we're at $12.8 million. Is that defined generous?
Sure does.
I mean, come on.
Keep it going, folks, at givingheartsday.org. And we're going to chat next with guests from the AL1 Foundation. Audience of One, love that name. Cole Davis is here, the development director for the AL1 Foundation. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Wonderful. Tell us a little bit about what we need to know about what you guys are up to these days.
AL1. So we're a organization. We're based in Indianapolis, but it's Carson Wentz's foundation. He started back in 2017. Our mission is to uplift individuals and communities around the world by demonstrating God's love for His people. That's executed through three what we call ministries. The outdoor ministry, which is what the support we raise on Giving Hearts Day supports, outdoor ministry, because it's local to the Midwest. It's local to North Dakota, Minnesota. And then we have a food truck ministry called Thy Kingdom Crumb. And then we have
I'm waiting to try it.
Oh, yeah. It's good stuff. The food our chefs make on the truck is awesome. And then our third one is a ministry in Haiti. It's called the Haiti Sports Complex. So it's a partnership with an organization down in Haiti. And we built a big multi-purpose sport court and a turf soccer field as well. So it's kind of that's the elevator pitch for AL1.
That's awesome. Great stuff. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned Giving Hearts Day supporting the outdoor component of of what you're doing. Talk about the work you do there.
Yeah, so the outdoor ministry, Carson and his brother Zach have always been passionate about the outdoors, about hunting, just being in God's creation. And so the outdoor ministry, it's comprised of two different programs. It's Camp Conquerors and Mountain Movers, all serving the same demographic of kids who've gone through life-altering illnesses or battling medical hardships or anything along those lines. So camp is a one-week-long camp, out in Washburn, North Dakota. Kids go out there. It's an outdoor camp. There's a pond. There's a rope swing. There's outdoor activities. There's small group, Bible study, worship. And so it's just a great time to get to know those kids, kind of take them out of their situation, whatever hardship they're going through. And then Mountain Movers serves those same kind of kids who have gone through those medical battles, but those are more adventure trips. Those are hunting trips. Those are camping, fishing, kind of the bigger make-a-wish trips, so to speak, and it's more intimate. There's usually one to three or four kids going on those. And then we have Cole and Lexi Shrubensky, who live in Fargo, who run that for us, and they do a great job finding those individuals, serving those individuals. And
Cole, are you friends with Carson? How did you get involved with AL1?
So I played at NDSU with Carson. I was a quarterback as well. He was 2 years older than me, and graduated in 17. I was looking for a job, and Carson called me. He's like, hey, you want to come move to Philly and work for AL1 with me and my brother? It was Zach Wentz, Carson's brother. Yeah, that was an easy yes.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
I was in a job hunt trying to stay around Fargo, just fell in love with the community here, and then he calls me, and it's like, you know, why not? Let's see what happens.
What an adventure, huh?
5 years later, we're in Indianapolis now, and it's been really fun though.
You got a few rings in too yourself.
Couple.
Attaboy.
How do you connect with the kids in need that you can deliver the message from AO1? How do you find them?
Yeah, so Cole and Lexi, who live in Fargo, they have a lot of different connections with organizations. A lot of them are a part of Giving Hearts Day. There's a multitude of organizations who serve the same kind of kids we do, but in different ways. And so there's a lot of referrals. There's referral through Sanford Children. And so it's a lot of word of mouth, a lot of referrals through different organizations who then bring the kids to us. And then we approach them, offer them the opportunity to come to camp or to go on a mountain rivers hunt.
Talk about the name. How that came to be, AO1.
AO1, and so Carson got that tattooed on his wrist in 2015, I believe, and it stands for Audience of One. I think he saw it in a magazine, I want to say the story is, but that was kind of his mantra in college, playing for an audience of one.
It's pretty cool.
And it just means giving all the glory to God on the field, and that's kind of the foundation where it started, and then it has blossomed into everything we do as an organization is to glorify God and build his kingdom.
Remember, AO1 Foundation for Giving Hearts Day. Thanks for joining us, Cole. Great story.
Thank you guys for having me.
You bet. Enjoyed it. All right, folks, keep giving. Give till it hurts. See you tomorrow.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.